Meanwhile, Denmark is trying to discourage people from going there at all. That's part of the logic behind a new Danish law, which lets the government seize the assets of asylum seekers to help cover living expenses. Critics have called this plan mean-spirited. Some have even compared it to the way Nazis confiscated the property of European Jews. But reporter Daniel Gross has a story of one man who remembers a time when Denmark was kind and supportive toward Jewish refugees.
Leo Goldberger has a photo from the 1930s, when he was just a kid.
And here I am.
The family is standing in front of a synagogue in Czechoslovakia, surrounded by maybe 20 other people, all Jews. There's a caption, too.
Drei haben überlebt, three have survived. One of them is me.
There's a reason Leo escaped the Holocaust. His family moved to Denmark, and Denmark was the only Nazi-occupied country to rescue almost all its Jews.
The Danes were so angry at the Germans. That was an easy way for them to rebel.
Life in occupied Denmark wasn't easy. Once in the middle of the night, Leo woke up to a banging at the door.
The Germans came and tried to take my dad. I was afraid that they would become angry enough to break down the door and shoot.
The danger passed when the neighbors pretended the Goldbergers weren't home. But soon, Danish Jews started hearing warnings from their fellow Danes. The Germans were planning mass deportation.
The Danes began to collect money, and they had an organized system where they would even look in the phone book to see Jewish names, and they would come to your house and say, you know what's happening, you got to get out, we'll help you.
When the warning came, Leo's family had an hour to pack whatever they could carry. They fled to the coast, where they waited in the rain for a signal.
Wait till you see the blinking light. I felt what I can only describe as an absolute rage. I kept thinking, what the hell did we do? We walked right into the water, shoes and everything wet.
Almost 20 people piled into a cramped fishing boat.
We were down there in a hold covered with canvas, smelling of fish like you wouldn't believe.
Boat by boat, thousands of Danish Jews made it across to Sweden. That was 73 years ago. After the war, Leo moved to Canada with his family. Today, he's a retired psychology professor living in Massachusetts. And that helps explain why he frames his story in psychological terms.
The smell of fish was absolutely noxious. If you think in terms of what happens to human beings as they are reduced to the lowest level, you get to the point where things like smell becomes magnified, because that's animalistic.
Psychology helped Leo understand his own experiences. In college, he studied trauma and adaptation. Leo was himself adapting to a new culture. English was his fifth language, behind Czech, German, Danish, and Swedish.
My first date with a beautiful girl, she kept saying to me, you're pulling my leg. And I kept saying, I'm nowhere near, nowhere near your legs. Idioms, impossible, absolutely.
Leo ended up at NYU.
We were studying adaptation to life in America, just like you might be interested in me and how I adapted to this new culture.
Unfortunately, his supervisors had very different motivations. He found out years later his research was secretly funded by the CIA.
I was lied to.
One of Leo's studies looked at how Chinese political exiles dealt with life in America.
Nobody gave a damn about that. They were only interested in finding out whether we could identify trustworthy potential spies. That's what the CIA was looking for.
The CIA's intervention didn't stop Leo from becoming a respected psychologist. And years later, he still identifies with refugees.
When I look today in television, I see a family trying to get on a piece of junk of a boat. It just brings back memories. It's a terrible, terrible feeling of being on the run.
Denmark's new laws allow the government to confiscate property from refugees, and they make it harder for refugees to bring their families to safety. Leo says he can understand that first part. He thinks Denmark is just looking for a way to pay for resettlement. But he doesn't think it's fair to keep families out, and he doesn't think Denmark has been welcoming enough.
I write to my Danish friends that they should be ashamed of themselves. They should be ashamed of the small contribution they're making. They are doing the absolute minimum.
When Leo thinks about the Danes who helped his own family, he just hopes that Denmark can live up to its history. For The World, I'm Daniel Gross.